Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. Our key verse, theme verse for the week is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. It actually reads better. The word gifts is italicized. It reads better. Concerning things of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit, I would not have you ignorant. It seems to me that we're most ignorant of the things the Bible tells us not to be ignorant of. And I was certainly ignorant in 1967 when I did what I told you yesterday, and if you didn't hear it, you can go online to the radio archives. When I said to a friend, speaking in tongues is of the devil, and someone took me to Kenneth E. Hagin's meeting in Dr. Honeyager's wife, Allie, took me to Kenneth E. Hagin's meeting, a seminar, where Dr. Hagin, then I don't think it was a doctor, Kenneth E. Hagin, and the Goodwins, Mom and Pop Goodwin, I later learned to call them, were having a seminar. It was charismatic move days. If you've never been a part of a move, oh dear, it's something. Everybody was being swept in. All the denominations were being swept in to full gospel businessmen and together. And oh, it was marvelous. And people all over this world were speaking with tongues as they hadn't done in a long, long time. Now, why did I say speaking with tongues was of the devil when my friend called me? Because that's what our state paper had said. They were concerned that they were losing so many people to this tongue-talking business. So someone took me to Brother Hagin's. I heard him stand up, Kenneth E. Hagin, and teach from the Word of God. The Lord had told him people from the denominational world were going to be swept into this fullness of the Holy Spirit and for him to meet them on neutral grounds. That was important back in those days. We didn't hardly ever get out of our denomination. And so we went to 1029 North Utica, and Allie Honeyager got us seats at the front. And I sat there and listened to Brother Kenneth E. Hagin and J.R. and Carmen Goodwin teach on the baptism with the Holy Spirit and his gifts. Oh, I was ignorant. I didn't know a thing about it. But when Brother Hagin took us through the Word of God, took us through the Acts of the Apostles, Acts should be named Acts of the Holy Ghost, took us through the book of Acts, took us through the Word of God, and showed us that it was an experience that was actually a fullness and subsequent to salvation, being born again. It was a fullness of the Holy Ghost to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, and the initial evidence was speaking with tongues. So I went from 1 week saying that saying that speaking with tongues was of the devil, until the next week when I was speaking with them. For I went back and Brother Hagin laid hands on me and I received. Now, one of the wonders of those times of observing Brother Hagin and observing J.R. and Carmen Goodwin, whom we call Mom and Pop Goodwin, was they moved in the gift of tongues and interpretation. Now, prayer life tongues and the gift of tongues is quite different. Every believer who is born of the Spirit can be baptized with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And those believers, 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, they speak unto God. I'll read you this. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. He speaks the plans, the divine plans and secrets of God. Now, that's quite different from the gift of tongues that is pointed out as one of the 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost in 1 Corinthians 12. For in the gift of tongues, it's when God speaks to us from heaven and gives a message down through a believer, but he's the speaker and the church or whoever hears it is the recipient of it. Now, there needs to be an interpretation so that people can understand. So I watched we're not supposed to rate these things, but the best I've ever seen was the operation of tongues and interpretation of tongues through J.R. Goodwin and his wife, Carmen, whom we called Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin or Mom and Pop Goodwin. Now, they pastored in Pasadena, Texas for many, many years. And in their church were two men. One was named Joe Jordan and one named Ron Smith. And those two are going to be with us at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. They're going to be here early June, and they're going to lead a seminar. I'll give you the dates on that right now. They're going to be here June 8th through 11th. And we're going to have out here at Prayer Mountain, because we need to do it at Prayer Mountain. It's more private. We can seat about 200 people, and space is limited, so we need you to register. You can register online, or you can call 1-800-972-3447. Now, I'm going to be reading today from Joe Jordan's book about the ministry, the life and ministry of Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodman, so that you can see how things happened and how they're supposed to be happening in the church. Let's go back to the scriptures on this. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. Now concerning spirituals, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Verse 3. I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. When these gifts come, if they're utterance gifts, then you're going to be speaking by the Spirit of God. And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts. And here's where we get the word gifts. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Now, verse 7 is the key verse of the whole chapter. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. The Holy Spirit manifests himself. That means he shows up. Donald G., who was an expert, he was particularly knowledgeable of these things back in the early days of Pentecost. He said this is the key verse of the scripture, this chapter, and that our church meetings are to be marked by manifestations of the Holy Spirit. He shows up, manifests himself, and what he gives is to profit us. We are a supernatural church, and these are supernatural gifts. Then right after that, it lists the 9 spiritual gifts of the Holy Ghost that come after one is baptized in the Holy Ghost. Verse 8, to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith. This is special faith. By the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And so Donald G. said, our services are to be marked by operations of these gifts, these 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost to the church. There's often an absence of them in our churches. They can operate, of course, in your life, in your daily life. Someone called me for prayer. Doesn't always happen, but they called me for prayer recently. Actually it was Diane Hagee. I don't think she'd mind my saying so. And her niece had she'd been jogging and suddenly her leg began to hurt and all kinds of things. And they tested it out. They thought it was a cancerous tumor. And I heard the voice of the Lord say, they will be pleasantly surprised. They will be pleasantly surprised. I told her that. Just this morning, she called me back, and she said, it wasn't a tumor, it wasn't this, it wasn't that, and we're rejoicing right now. And she remembered that I had given her that word, a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom even, because it was concerning the future. Wasn't the whole plan, didn't tell me exactly what was all going to happen, but it was just a word. So here are the nine gifts: word of wisdom, word of knowledge, special faith, gifts of healings, the working of miracles, prophecy, the discerning of spirits, kinds of tongues, the interpretation of tongues, but all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit as he will. Now, not many churches have the manifestation of these things going on, and that's to our detriment and to our sorrow. But I'm going to read you about a church that Kenneth E. Hagin said it operated the best he'd ever seen. And the late Howard Carter of England said it was the best he'd ever seen in a church. And so I'm going to read to you how they did it so that we can be stirred up to believe God for the very same things. This church was led by Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodman in Pasadena, Texas. And when I went first to Brother Hagin's Holy Ghost meeting, they were there. I was taken aback by when Mrs. Goodwin would speak with tongues, Mama Goodwin would speak with tongues, and she'd march up and down that platform, and she used a lot of gestures. Brother Goodwin would close his eyes and turn away from her. And then when he interpreted that tongue, and he was a very well-educated man, when he interpreted that tongue into English, he would use the very same gestures. Oh, you could imagine what that meant to this little girl who had 1 week ago thought that speaking in tongues was of the devil, and now she hears messages from heaven coming to us by the gifts of the Holy Ghost in the lives of Mom and Pop Goodman. Now, as I said, we're going to be blessed at Branson. You can go online to register. We'll have to have you register for that because we don't have room for everybody, but I do know that we still have some places left. And this is June 8 through 11. Right now, next week, we're going to have a Holy Ghost meeting. It'll be a little different. It won't be exactly what we're going to experience out here with Joe and Ron, but it'll be a very good meeting and a wonderful pastor, Larry and Loretta Ollison, in Osage Beach, Missouri, Walk on the Water Faith Church. I'm going to preach at their service the 23rd, talk about Israel, and then the 24th, 25th, and 26th, we're going to have a Holy Ghost meeting. Actually, I just heard that Paul Brady from Ireland is going to be joining us. So you want to go online or you want to call us at 1-800-972-3447 to find out directions and to find out how you can be there with us. That's 1-800-972-3447. And of course, we have all these things posted online. So I'll be looking forward to seeing you at one of those two meetings. And for sure, I'll be looking forward to talking to you again this week about the Holy Ghost and His gifts to stir us up to believe God for the manifestation of the supernatural gifts of God. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom, Shalom.